The time's 22 minutes past eight. The famous chimes of Big Ben are to fall silent. The old clock's in dire need of an overhaul, and for Radio 4, that, of course, is a problem. How should it begin its bulletins at 6 and at midnight? The answer has been a nationwide search of the nation's clock towers to find, well, a suitable set of replacement bongs, as David Sillitoe now reports.
Listen up, folks, and I'll give you a talk. I will tell you the tale of my favourite clock.
Hello, S34. Okay, and the time is 54.06, 07, 08.
These are the moments you're not meant to hear. This is Studio S34, just before the 6 o'clock evening news on Radio 4, and preparations for a daily ritual, the live sound of Big Ben. Big Ben, twice a day, every day, live. But the poor clock is in a bit of a state. It needs an overhaul. It needs some quiet time.
BBC News, 6 o'clock.
And so I went to meet the man who's been given the job of trying to find, for the BBC, some substitute bongs.
Big Ben, ooh, Big Ben.
I'm Dennis Nolan. I'm head of station management for Radio 4. It means I'm responsible for the operational running of the network.
So where are we coming into here?
So this is Radio 4 Continuity. It's the like the holy of holies of Radio 4.
This is London.
This was one of the most sacred sounds that we heard during the war, we who were in occupied France.
The sound of Big Ben has been broadcast live almost without break for over 90 years on BBC Radio.
Now over to Westminster, hopefully, for the chimes of Big Ben. You're tuned to the BBC.
That slightly wobbly moment was in 1976, and once again, it needs work. And so Dennis has been listening to dozens of alternative bells.
So we've had some fun listening to bells.
Which ones were close?
Nottingham was the closest. We came very close to using the sound of Nottingham's bells.
And here we are in Nottingham, Market Square, and I'm looking up at the clock tower.
The tone sounds so good, doesn't it, here?
The sound of Nottingham.
Well, it's a classic Nottingham bell that we've been hearing for years.
Would it be a good replacement for Big Ben?
For Beckham Big Ben.
Would you be proud?
Very, very proud. Queen of the Midlands should represent the country.
So this is little John. It's known as locally.
The big one is Little John.
That's right. It's about 11 ton.
That's a big bell, isn't it?
It's a big bell.
It's a wonderful bell. I'm Graham Chapman. I'm deputy leader of the City Council.
Nottingham City Council.
Indeed, Nottingham City Council. The City Council.
It sounds pretty Big Ben-like.
In fact, I think it's a bit better than Big Ben. I would say that, wouldn't I? But there is a bit of a crack in Big Ben.
Should it be the replacement?
It absolutely should be the replacement.
But it's not, is it?
No, it isn't. And I've got to say, we are a bit upset about it. But to be honest, we do understand the reasons.
Midnight. It doesn't chime.
And that is a decisive reason. I have no argument against it. And the good citizens of Nottingham at the time decided that it wasn't sensible for it to be ringing throughout the night because the complaints from the hotel. There's another myth that it was to do with the English cricket team coming to Trent Bridge and wanting their sleep.
Next, the news read by Peter Donaldson. And usually at this time we bring you the chimes of Big Ben, but as you probably know, it's out of action. So instead, here are the chimes of Big Tom from St. Paul's Cathedral.
Big Tom. No, not right, is it? In fact, nothing really worked for Dennis.
You've rejected every bell in Britain, haven't you?
We have considered lots of lovely alternatives.
There must be one in Britain.
There is one great bell in Britain, and you know, it's called Big Ben. We decided in the end that the only substitute for the most majestic, most evocative bell in the world is Big Ben.
A recording.
It's a recording, yes, but we look forward very much to the day when we can return to the live, reverberant sound of Big Ben.
That was David Sillitoe. More on Big Ben in a quarter of an hour or so.
And it is now 28 minutes past 8, and here is Rob with the sport.